That's right. All about home construction right here on AM 1450 WATA, News Talk 1200 WXIT. We do appreciate our sponsors, Farmers Rentals and Power Equipment. And without them, we wouldn't be able to be on the air. So we appreciate those guys. And if you need anything, go check them out. 105 over here. Or the extension, I guess. 105 extension, that is. Sorry. I always forget where 105 ends. Never really understood why it's extension.
Well, it was just a two-lane highway.
That's what it is.
And then they made it a five-lane.
And they extended it, hence the name, extension.
Well, I guess 105 ends.
It does, yeah.
I mean, it ends there, and it ends at Linville.
Yep.
I don't know if there's a designation where it goes anywhere else, so.
That's something we'll have to look into, Randy.
And I know I've been around here a long time, but it's before me when it happened, so.
Yeah, but that's it. Now, we do appreciate those guys. Give us a call, 262-1567, Edmondson Heating and Cooling listener line. We'd love to get you on and speak of it, and there they are. Good morning, caller. Who are we speaking with?
Good morning. This is Bill. How's it going today?
We're doing good. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Fair to partly soggy.
That's kind of in par for the week, yep.
To say the least. Hope one day we'll get the hayfield mowed down in the yard.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, is there anybody around locally that you can take your own logs to get them sawed?
I mean, I've sold some of these band mills. There's a few different people locally I've sold them to that I know saw on the side. That's who I would recommend, obviously, just because, they're using one of my products. But I think, there are a few people. I know there's some places in just across the state line in Tennessee. And again, there's one or two here in town. I got a guy out towards Castle Ford area that has one.
Okay, that's in my neck of the woods.
Okay,
I just wondered. I had a couple of logs that I wanted to try maybe to get sawed to make some furniture out of.
Yep.
out of some walnut, and I wasn't really sure exactly where to start looking. I guess I ask around, some local folks will tell me. And
I was going to say, you give me a call back here as soon as we get off the air, and
we'll do that. That might be the safest way.
That's it. And of course, you can also give me.
I appreciate it here.
Not a problem, Bill.
We'll talk with you here in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, that'll work. And you can actually give me a call at home, 268-2388, and I'll give that number back out to you in a little bit. That's the home office number.
But 2388.
Yep, 268-2388. And that's my office number there.
Okay.
If you don't, yep.
All right, appreciate it, guys, and enjoying the show. Really don't have a whole lot to add to it, but there are some folks listening.
Now, we appreciate it. We appreciate all our listeners. So thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks. Bye.
Thanks. And we really do appreciate it. That's the thing, Randy. I've sawed it for people, and like he said, he wants to build a furniture out of it, or you want to build a house. I mean, anything in between. That's the great thing about these mills. And got another caller. Good morning. Who are we talking with?
Hey, it's Buck. How you doing, guys?
We're doing good, Buck. You do me a favor and turn your radio down.
Okay. When are you going to have me back on there?
We got you on right now, Buck.
Yeah, I know. I was going to tell Terry that one. When I used to teach down at Wilkes Central High School in North Wilkesboro.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a place down there in Wilkesboro, right across from Jack's Drive in there somewhere, that used to make these big old commercial meals called Meadows Meals.
Yep, yep.
Are you familiar with that?
I am, yes.
Meadows Meals is owned by Mr. Finley.
Okay.
And most of the time, he said that most of his big old commercial meals, they were sold in like places like Czechoslovakia.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah, I knew they had shipped them all over the world. But like you said, they're more of a big production mill. You're going to set that up in a big factory.
But they make good sawmills too. Mr. Ed Finley.
And I know a lot of their meals.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Enjoyed hearing you this morning. It's a good show.
Thank you, Buck.
Thanks, Buck. We appreciate that. And there you go, Randy, another build local guy.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Buck. I think those are more of a production mill, but they do have a band mill. But again, theirs uses a lot larger band. than the solid, the
like a 6-inch bank.
Exactly, 6 inches. Ours are about 1.25 inches. That's what they run. And again, all of our saws run on the same one. It's just a different length. Obviously.
Well, you know, I bet you a lot of these homeowners out here that's been going to Lowe's to buy log splitters didn't know you sold log splitters either.
We do. We carry some log splitters. Just again, sort of depends on what, how big of a log splitter you want. We can get those as well. You know, and another big thing is the wood chippers. We've done that. One of my favorite things that we can offer is the loaders and the trailers and the grapplers, that kind of thing, too.
Yeah.
So we can get, you know, if you wanted to go into it. In Hudson, it's kind of, you know, what I was mentioning earlier, where they're kind of listening to their customers and kind of filling the need. They're starting to do into more. All of our mills are more of a person, you know, someone that's going to go out here and use it on the farm, individuals.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, we're starting to get into some more production mills. They've actually came out with some larger saws, what they call the 436 and the 536. Now, the 236 is the one that, if you've ever seen me set up at a show, that's probably the one you saw. The 236 is the one that we sell a lot of. We can get that on a ground track or a trailer unit. But they've came out with the 436 and the 536. Which actually are just bigger, larger engines. So if you wanted to go more production route, you're going to get a little faster cut.
The only reason I thought about the log splitters, though, was because I seen they had multiple heads that instead of busting just one direction.
Yep.
They bust four directions at one.
And, Randy, we got our last caller on the air. Good morning, caller. Who are we speaking with?
My name's Chris. I've got a question for you. I've been wondering for some time. You may can shed some light. The solar industry got real big there for a little while, and there were several providers up here, and everything has vanished except one company. There's no competition, so there's no price breaks, and there's no, you know, there's really only one person that, or one place I know in the high country to get solar or wind or anything like that. And it seemed to me with the savings, with the tax write-offs, and you know, and all that stuff, there would be more of that, especially up here in the high country. Why has it disappeared, and is there more than just one, and I'm just not aware of it?
There's actually more than one, but it's just a matter of cost. You know, the cost of solar and wind is tremendous. I mean, it's come down by half in the last 4 years. But when everybody was getting into it, I mean, it is the green way to go, but it's just not everybody can afford it. And the tax credits were helping, but you still had to come up with your money up front.
Right. And we're sorry, Chris, we're kind of running up on the end of the show here, so we'll kind of address that question a little deeper, if you don't mind, on next week's show. But we do appreciate you calling, and we hope that helped you a little bit. Maybe that'll tie you over until next weekend. Of course, we will be back next Saturday right here on All About Home Constructions. Again, we thank our sponsors, Farmers Rentals and Power
Equipment. Thank you, Farmers Rental.
Good morning. Thanks for listening to us.
For 60 years, the High Country's first choice for